A new ancient reptile was recently discovered, and I'm pretty excited about it, especially because of the way it was named. The organism in question is Achetostrophius oligos. Try saying that 5 times fast. The name essentially just means small spiked backbone, which describes the organism pretty well because of its unique morphology. It has a rather large neck that distinguishes it, along with its class as a tunistrophid. And it looks like a little Loch Ness monster, which is kind of cool. You can think of it as a little Nessie, except that it was real. And it dwelt in ancient Arizona, which is kind of neat to think about. That, of course, this aquatic organism dwelt in a world that had a very different climate than our own. But again, the thing that I think is so cool about it as a language nerd is the way that it was named. It's named with all genuinely ancient Greek elements, harkening back to, you know, a lot of the traditional practice in scientific nomenclature. Of course, not all scientific names derive from Greek and Latin, but a lot of them, especially older ones, do. And I think the practice is cool precisely because the classical languages, Greek and Latin, in this particular case, are fossilized in time, a lot like the organisms that they're often called upon to describe, right? These words and these elements are never really going to change in meaning because these languages are dead. So they are very useful to harken back to and utilize for scientific purposes where we're looking for, you know, accuracy and discrete information. And again, this particular name is drawn from actual ancient Greek words. Achis, meaning a spike or barb. Stropeus, meaning, you know, vertebrae. And of course, oligos, meaning few or small. This is where we get the word oligarchy, you know, ruled by a few or a small number. So the name isn't maybe as kind of confusing or as big of a, you know, strain on the mouth as it might initially seem. It's rather sensible. It just happens to be based on ancient Greek.